KVGC News Time is now 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the 14th day of December for 2018. Here's what's going on in the news. A possible breakthrough in the Drytown Club burglary was announced yesterday. According to the Amador Sheriff's Office, on November 23rd, deputies were dispatched to a burglary that occurred at the Drytown Club. During the course of the investigation, the owner of the business reported that there were approximately 600 $1 bills that had been uniquely written, drawn, or signed on that were tacked to the bar's ceiling that were stolen. Well, yesterday, through the follow-up investigation, sheriff's detectives learned 2,001 of the stolen $1 bills had been spent at a Walmart in Citrus Heights. Detectives collected the stolen bills and are now requesting the public's assistance in identifying the woman who allegedly purchased items using the money. A number of photos of the woman lifted from the store's surveillance video are posted on the KVGC and Sheriff's Office Facebook page. If you have any information about the Drytown Club burglary or can identify the suspect, please contact the Amador County Sheriff's Office, 223-6500, or you can call Amador Secret Witness and stay anonymous, and that number is 223-4900.
Well, the Tuolumne Calaveras CAL FIRE unit will move completely into winter preparedness mode Monday at 8 a.m. Now, while some CAL FIRE engines will be available through winter, the transition allows the agency to release seasonal firefighters, reduce staffing on engines, and close remote wildland fire stations. During the colder months, CAL FIRE plans to continue fire prevention and fuel treatment activities through public education, prescribed burns, and various types of fuel reduction aimed at reducing the impacts of large damaging wildfires and improving overall forest health. The Amador El Dorado unit transitioned into winter mode earlier this month. CAL FIRE reports the 2018 fire season has been an extremely active year, with the deadliest, most destructive, and largest wildfires in the state's recorded history. Statewide, fire personnel responded to over 6,228 wildfires that burned over 876,225 acres. This year, CAL FIRE responded to 225 wildfires in the Tuolumne Calaveras unit that have charred 13,204 acres, significantly more acreage than in the past several years.
And AAA projects a record-breaking 112.5 million Americans will travel this holiday season, meaning more than one-third of all Americans will take to the nation's roads and skies to celebrate the year-end holidays. Now, that includes more than 14 million California travelers, up nearly 5% from 2017, and shattering the state's previous forecast. Now, the vast majority of Californians, more than 12 million, will hit the road between Saturday the 22nd and Tuesday the 1st, an increase of 4.7% over last year's auto traffic. Although gas prices in the Golden State have fallen nearly 30 cents in recent weeks, motorists can still expect to pay the highest holiday gas prices since 2013. The statewide average was $3.42 late yesterday, 32 cents higher than a year ago. More than 1.5 million Californians will take flight, up about 5.5% from last year. Expect the nation's airports to be extremely busy. This is AAA's highest projected air travel since 2003. This holiday season, Saturday, December 22nd, Sunday, December 23rd, and Wednesday, December 26th will be the busiest days in the skies and at the airports. In most cases, the lightest days to travel will be Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
And the Amador Fire Safe Council hosting a fire prevention town hall meeting next week to provide info to the public about fire prevention. The purpose of the meeting will be to focus on work being done in Amador County, especially the Mitchell Mine fuel break. The council is seeking the community and private landowners' help to complete this and other projects. The meeting is set for Monday, December 17th, 6 to 8 p.m., the Pine Grove Town Hall.
And here's a number of events taking place today and over the weekend for the holidays. First 5 Amador presents the 17th Annual Children's Day Holiday Festival today from 5:30 to 8 at the Margaret Dalton's Children's Center. There'll be winter festival activities from around the world for kids. The Fiddletown Community Center presents Help for the Holidays, a free shopping spree event for those needing a little help this holiday season. That's tomorrow from 1 to 4 at the Fiddletown Community Center. And the Sutter Creek Annual Parade of Lights is set for Saturday. Roads close at 5, parade starts at 6:15. Rain or shine, shuttle service available from Amador High and from the Italian Picnic Grounds 3 to 6 and immediately following the parade. And again, if you can, bring a non-perishable food item to drop off throughout the boxes in town for the Interfaith Food Bank.
Well, each December on National Wreaths Across America Day, the mission to remember, honor, and teach carried out by coordinating wreath-laying ceremonies at our nation's veterans' final resting places in all 50 U.S. states at sea and abroad. A local Wreaths Across America ceremony to honor those who have served will take place Saturday at the Sunset View Memorial Cemetery promptly at 8:45. That's in the morning. Now, it's recommended that participants arrive early. Parking is limited. Upcountry families of veterans receive wreaths after the ceremony. Top Cop has 50 wreaths available for families of veterans.
And that's going to wrap up a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday, the 14th day of December. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy, reporting. Remember now, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.